Hello, anime fans. I'm trash, you're trash, we're all trash, but we're here to prove that we are not your typical weebs, your brand new favorite anime podcast. Hey, it's Dan.
Hey, it's Dominique.
And it's Melissa.
And, put away the knives, everyone, because we're talking about a certain type of waifu this week.
The yawns?
The yawns.
The yawns.
Did you know there are different types of yawns?
Well, I'm sure you're in the...
It's my degree of insanity.
Well, you know
I was looking into this, and you know how, like, we had that whole, like, what all the dare is?
Yeah.
I looked further into the Yandere page from the wiki website I had found. They actually sort them by degree of insanity on there.
So, yeah. Part of this episode, we kind of want to discuss... Why are Yandere so goddamn popular? Because Lord knows I don't get it, because I absolutely despise Yanderes.
So I think there's a type of, like, people kind of have a weird, like, what is it, a romanticism of, like, the crazy. Like, it's kind of similar to the people's obsessions with serial killers. I think in the end.
I hate to say it, but that kind of does make sense a little bit.
I mean, because, like, what was it? Wasn't there that crazy girl in Japan who thought her boyfriend was, like, cheating on her or something because he was a host? So mm-hmm. She like, stabbed him multiple times and followed him all the way down into the elevator and down in the lobby.
And when there were pictures of what the aftermath... Everyone was talking about, like, holy crap, she's so cute. I wish she was my girlfriend.
They're like, oh, it's a real, like, yandere. I want her to be my girlfriend. Or, like, oh my god. And then they found out she cosplayed, which made it even worse.
Oh, god, the weebs. I have no end.
No, like, because she straight up cosplayed one of the more recent ones.
Wasn't
it 02?
Oh, okay.
No, she cosplayed
Toga too.
She might have, but I know for sure she did 02 because I think that's one of the more popular pictures going around of her was the one that she did of 02 from Darling in the Franxx, which is a trigger anime.
Here's kind of like my theory, at least my view on why they're so popular. And come at me if you think I'm being overly generalized on this. The reason why so many people love Yandere is because they're so starved for affection that the thought of a single person who is going to be so overwhelming with their affection and so controlling and so just obsessive that it's only being focused on them, it fulfills that need for someone to validate them and just give them that attention and love they crave oh so much. And it's frankly kind of pathetic.
Okay, I didn't know we were psychoanalyzing people, but all right.
I've put some thought into this.
Okay. Do you want to hear the different types?
No, why not? Yeah, let's brighten it up. Sure, why not?
No. All right. So first you have the Muigata Ke. Muigata, which is the harmless type. So this site kind of like makes quotes to like denote like levels. So this is the harmless type of yandere, or most harmless type, quote-unquote, where the one they fall in love with in an unhealthy, obsessive way, but they don't do anything insane about it. So the quote-unquote, as long as they're happy, I'm happy. Let's see. And then you have the kanchigaigata, which is the wrong idea type. They gave me eraser. This must mean they love me. And then the shuchakugata, which is the obsession type. I sent you 50 messages. Why didn't you answer? Where are you? What are you doing? So we're getting into the actual yandere territory here, I guess. The stalker type. Although you don't know it, I'll always be with you.
Stalker.
The monopoly type, the dokusengata, which is, who is that person you were talking to? And apparently
and
this
why
is
why were they on Boardwalk type. Avenue?
yeah, so this is apparently the most common type. Isongata, the dependence type. No, don't leave me. Please. I can't live without you. So the ones that, emotionally abusive types. Okay. The projection type, Toegata, is like, you're just like them. So after their former lover turned out to be a completely different person than the one they loved, got a partner slash died or something else of the sort, the yandere can no longer stay with them and they'll search for someone else who is just like what their love was. the disappearance type. They'll never love someone like me. Why exist? Whew, okay. We're getting into darker territory.
No. That hurts.
Final type. I don't need a world where they don't exist.
This is getting worse.
The DV Gata, which is, I guess, is the... by the way, this entire thing is just a warning label, please. The domestic violence type. It hurts.
Oh, no.
Next time, learn your lesson and stop looking at other people.
No.
Another name for the... There's a different name for the DV gata, where they just, quote-unquote, use violence towards you. And then the restraint type. Let's stay together forever. You'll never leave my side. Not ever again.
How many of these are here?
There's more. The delusion type. Why are you running? Darling, you just told me that you loved me, remember?
Why are you running? Sorry.
Why are you running?
Again, warning. Jisogata, which is the harm type, is like, hey, look at me, look at me. Look, there's so much blood coming out.
Ugh.
Yeah. The Haijogata, which is the removal type, which is the you don't need other people, you have me. Apparently that has two subtypes.
There's
the one that secretly gets rid of them, like an assassin. And then the one that just does it right in front of you. the double type, we can stay together forever in the afterlife. I just cut the first part. How? If it's for you, I wouldn't mind dying, which is the self-sacrifice type. And then the worship type. I'll do anything for you. I'll even kill for you. Please use me however you want.
We're done with the list yet?
The training type. Say you love me. Come on, say it. Say you love me. Say you love me. Yay, you're so good. Here's your reward.
That sounds like a pop song.
Anyway, the loneliness induction type. Shh, it's okay. I'm here. You don't need anyone else. You can just count on me. The bizarre seeking type. I love you, so can you give me your fingernails? I want them so I can always have a part of you with me. There's a diagram?
No!
There's a very, very well done diagram.
I think we can cut it off here.
Yeah, I just want to send you guys a diagram. I'll delete it right afterwards. But I just want you to see the amount of effort that was put into this diagram.
I'm going to regret this, but holy fuck. I feel like I'm looking at that meme with, like, the glacier and there's, like, the different layers. This is that.
Yeah. Okay, so you both had a chance to look at it, and now it's going to be deleted forever.
Thank
you. I hate my life. Why did we agree to this topic?
Because
I don't
want to
hear from you. You made a list.
I figured that's what I needed to do.
In the end, we cannot separate yanderes from him. Very unfortunately.
Okay.
No matter how much we wish to do so.
All right. So to line things up a bit here, guys, we have a special treat for you. We have not your typical weebs, top yanderes. This is our definitive list. I don't have one because I already said it multiple times. I hate yanderes. But these two...
I technically don't have one. I just found a list, and then I kind of want to actually have a discussion on whether or not the ones on this list are yandere or not.
Or we can go with that. Sure. Never mind.
Yeah,
what
that
I
way
just
you don't have to call me out on what I consider, I guess, my favorite yanderes.
I mean, you're still going to have to read that list, so...
Fuck you.
All right, Dom. Let's
get one more 5-star rating. She has to read the list. just out of contest in this episode.
Wow, in so not only do we still have to do the Hitalia thing, because I haven't forgotten.
The Hitalia thing.
No, that's
no, we still have the Hitalia thing. Oh, if I have to read this goddamn list of fucking yonderies, and you have to sit through Hitalia with us.
Remember, guys, five-star reviews. We're already down to we only just need two more.
Fuck you, should have been serious.
I think so.
Fuck you. Okay, anyway.
Right, let's go down the list.
There are 35. I might skip a couple here and there.
Are we going to start with one?
No, we're going to start with 35.
Okay.
What? What? Makes sense to you. Anyway. Number 35. Mizuki Himeji from Bakuan Test.
I can't comment on this.
If you can't say anything about it and don't know about it, then...
I'm going to say barely. I guess he's obsessive and all that, so... Lower spectrum of Yandere.
I think she'd fall into the harmless type.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Konishi from Charlotte.
Bottom.
So she's Ayumi's classmate, meaning she's only about 12 years old, and she was prepared to attack Ayumi with a box cutter over some Chad in the making, is the description on there. I'm deathly afraid to see what she would have been like if she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little worse than the number 35.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Shu Sukiyama from Tokyo Ghoul. I mean, he literally wants to eat someone, so...
Yeah, that's pretty high tier yonder right there.
Yeah. This one was weird to me. It was Hisoka Moro from Hunter x Hunter.
I can't comment.
I think he's just a psychopath. Like a normal psychopath. Not the yonder type of psychopath.
Oh, that's much better in my eyes.
So I have Jamie here from... The Dragged Into the K-Pop Abyss, and she said that she can comment on this one.
Oh, okay.
Not only do I think he is a straight-up psychopath, he is also very questionable around the protagonist. I don't think, however, he is a yandere, because that seems like he'd have to be nice to people, right? At a certain point, like, pretend to be nice people. I think he just has no empathy.
So, a psychopathic pedo.
He's literally a killer. Like, what do you... Yeah, I don't think this counts.
All right.
Main character is, like, 12 years old.
We got the definitive answer. Let's move on to the next one.
Okay, next one is from Big Order. It's Kurenai Rin.
Can't comment.
I would argue no, because she's not in love with the person. She just wants to kill him. Like, she's the only one that's allowed to kill him. Oh, I guess that does count as yandere. Yeah, I'll take it. Okay, I convinced myself.
Good job, me.
Yeah, I'm pat myself on the back.
I make a good point.
Tiny pats. Yeah, okay, next person is, I think we can all comment on this one. Mikasa Ackerman from Attack on Titan.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't think
I
she
would
is.
Not either.
Absolutely.
Like I she's definitely obsessed, but I don't think
she's a kudere through and through.
Okay. I can't believe I have to fucking say this with my own damn mouth. Hitalia Access Powers Belarus.
From what I remember about Hitalia, yeah, I'm pretty sure she was. Daniel's cackling.
Just can't escape it.
Daniel, do you have anything to say for this?
I don't.
Okay,
you
anyway.
Said no, but okay, moving on.
What? I didn't say no. I was overruled.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you couldn't say no. It doesn't mean you weren't going to be overruled.
Moving on.
Okay, fine. Bakemonogatari Senjo Gahara Hitagi.
Possessive, yes. Yandere, I wouldn't say so.
Mm. I mean, I feel like she's more of a sadist than anything.
Yeah.
The next one, I don't think any of us can really say, because I don't recall any of us really watching this. This is Arya, the Scarlet Ammo, Hotogi Shirayuki?
Nope.
Can't speak on it, so we move on. I also don't think I can speak on this.
It's on the popular one.
Yeah. Yeah, Renai Bokun, Love Tyrant, Akane Hiyama. Nope.
No.
Oh, here, shuffle. Kaede Fuyo.
I mean, that's one of the most classic examples, so yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Bakemonogatari. We already did one, so I'll skip that. Oh, the panties anime. Shimoneta. The perverted panty one.
No.
Do you guys recall that one?
Yes. I do, and I don't agree.
And Nishiki no Miya.
She's a strange one.
She's a perv.
She's straight up pervert.
Yeah, no.
Straight perv. Ah, Durarara. Mika Hirama.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also agree with that. Okay, I think Daniel's the only one that could comment on this one. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Diamond is Unbreakable, Yukako Yamagishi?
Did try to kill his friends to get to him, have all of himself, but kind of reformed, so did start off, not so much anymore.
Okay, so reformed Yandere.
Yeah.
Okay. Can anyone comment on Data Live?
Nope.
No.
Alright, moving on.
I'm not here to talk about that one.
Danganronpa, Toko Fukawa.
Anyone? Technically, yes.
I mean, the other half, right? Genocider Show, not her.
Yeah, Genocider definitely a lot more. I mean, Fukawa herself is pretty obsessive when it comes to... I can't remember his name right now.
It's more of a... This half, like, her Toko Fukawa half is more of a put yourself down kind of thing. Whereas, like, Genocider is straight up like, I will murder you.
Yeah. You kind of put the two together, and it's just like, yeah, I can see it. Less than some other characters, I would say, in Danganronpa.
You mean all your favorites? Okay. Anyway, Mawaru Penguin Drum. That acid trip of an anime. Does anyone remember it?
Nope. Didn't watch it.
Vaguely. Were you not in club this semester that we watched that?
I think he was busy on that day.
You might have had class or something that day.
Hmm.
That was an acid trip anime. And I don't think anyone really knows what the fuck happened in it.
I hated every moment of it. Anyway, Code Geass.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Code Geass, Rolo Lamperouge.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Descent from Daniel?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you're descending?
No. I don't have okay. No, she's totally.
Does anyone remember Shiki?
No.
No.
Okay. How about Kamigami no Asobi?
Nope.
Okay. Apparently it's a potential yandere god.
Nope. I'm gonna
Guilty Crown. Mana Oma.
I don't remember who that was. Little sister. Oh, okay, that doesn't help me a whole lot. I don't remember a lot of that.
We only remember the songs.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. I don't even think this is really a question, but Diabolic Lovers, Kanato Sakamaki. Wasn't this entire show just fucking psychopaths? Isn't this entire game just psychopaths?
Yes, it was. I don't want to talk about this because that is a. This is calling me out deep down because I did fucking watch Diabolic Lovers. Oh, they're all that way.
You know, I'm reading the synopsis. Okay, sure. Kanata is a yandere, but honestly, everyone in this show is so messed up, he hardly stands out. I mean, that might be an understatement. In short, hella mommy issues. Freud would be proud of mommy issues.
They're all fucked up in some way.
Mom keeps getting it on with different men in front of little Kanato, and he usually later kills them. But then when his mother dies, he burns her body, laughing like a maniac the entire time, then stuffs her ashes inside his teddy bear, which was a gift from one of Mama's men, by the way. Okay.
Can we just move on?
Oh, does anyone remember Eleven Eyes?
No.
Okay. Amnesia?
Yeah.
Isn't this another, they're all psychopaths?
Kind of. Toma's the worst, though.
Toma's the one on here.
Yeah, Toma's the worst.
Oh, this is the one that locks people in fucking cages.
Toma locks you in a cage.
I think we need to judge Melissa.
Toma's also my favorite. You can hella judge me for this one. Toma locks the main character in a cage.
No words for you. Okay. Go in game. Yeah, she's a yandere. But like the helpful one.
Can we just like get to the bottom of the list? Cause
oh, we're at number 9.
Okay, so we're near the end.
Code Geass, Nina, Einstein.
Oh yeah.
Less than Rolo, though.
Okay. Durara Haruna Niekawa. Is this the one possessed by the knife?
I think so, yeah.
But then she was already psychotic, so didn't really affect much?
Yeah, something like that.
Dead Man Wonderland.
I can't comment on that.
Cannot comment.
Nina Suki Takami? I don't really know. Akame ga kill S death. Yes. That chuckle says yes for me.
Not even a question.
Okay. Elfin lead Lucy.
Definitely.
Death Note Misa Amane.
I'd say she leaned more towards the harmless, but.
She did threaten any female that got near Light. Like, she threatened all the girls.
She's the kind, when Dom was kind of reading off that list earlier, she's in that mode of, I'll do anything for you, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, because she, like, literally drops everything for Light.
Okay. There's number 3 is Happy Sugar Life.
Don't know it.
Sato Matsuzaka.
I would just.
Apparently, she is a high functioning yandere.
No, again, I got nothing.
Yeah. Daniel will like this one. Higurashi when they cry. Shion Sotokozaki.
So you can pick nearly just about any character from that damn show.
And then, of course, number 1, the yandere herself. Mirai Nikki Yunogasai.
I mean, no one's gonna argue she isn't.
I can't say anything. I've cosplayed that.
This entire episode is more just a call out on Melissa.
Yes, I feel very called out deep down.
Okay, so on that note of Melissa liking psychopathic girls, that wraps up our show today. Daniel, would you like to finally chime back in now that we're done with the terrible, terrible topic that will never hurt you again? Maybe.
I mean, there's going to be future topics, I'm sure.
You sound dead.
Anyone want to talk about that recent Bleach chapter? Sorry, no, that's a totally different topic.
That, you know, you're just doing this to yourself. At this point, you're just being a masochist for Bleach.
Anyways, yeah, that wraps up our episode on yanderes. Why do they love it? Who's a yandere, and why do people love them so much? I question people sometimes, but yeah. This has been a really weird episode of Not Your Typical Weebs, not gonna lie.
Blame Dom.
Yeah, you know what? Okay. That's easier. Where can, if you like what we do, please go ahead and follow us on our socials at NGP Productions on just about every social media. You can find it there. Check out our Discord, where you can hang out with us and the cast of members of all of our other shows. And where can people find us individually? Dom.
On Twitter at TheRaven.
Melissa.
At Subject Despair.
And you can find myself at Perpetual Player on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what we do, please leave us a rating, a review on wherever you listen to our show. And as always, don't let your trash define you. And we'll see you in the next episode of My Typical Weebs. Bye, everybody.
Bye.